Dana for breakfast on 98.1 Power FM. Now, we have big colonies of flying foxes here in the Upper Hunter. You might have seen them earlier this year in Burdekin Park in Singleton or along Muscle Creek in Musselbrook. And at the moment, they might be a little bit noisier than usual because it is pupping season, which means there's lots of little baby flying foxes out and about. And I'm joined on the phone by Jo Kelly from Wildlife Aid. Good morning, Jo.
Good morning.
So pupping season is in full swing. Can these little ones fly yet or not quite?
No. When they're first born, they won't be able to fly. Most of them are probably about 6 weeks old now.
Okay.
You know, give or take a few weeks. And they'll still hang on to their mum, and their mum will fly out with them at night time when they go and feed and then come back. So it won't be for another couple of weeks until they're left in the tree. So the mums will put them all in one tree. And usually an older male flying fox will stay in that tree with the little babies, and then all the mums will go out, and when they come back at night in the morning, they will go back and find their pups. So they'll call out and the little pups will call back to them, and then they'll find their babies.
That's amazing. It's like a guard bat, isn't it? The male one in the tree.
Like a little nursery.
Yes, absolutely. So did you say that the flying fox babies hang on to the parents or they stay in the tree?
At the moment, but most of them will be hanging on. So if you're lucky enough, you might see one flying overhead and you'll see like a little tiny body just holding on. So they'll just hold on, latch onto their mum's nipple and just hold on really hard.
Oh, my God, that poor nipple.
God. Yeah.
And you've actually got some. You're looking after some that have gone without their mothers at the moment. What do you have to do with feeding times? Are they quite needy?
Yeah, I've got one at the moment. When I first got him, it was like 6 feeds a day.
Wow.
And a water feed as well. But he's a very special little baby flying fox. He came, a lovely member of the public gave us a ring, and he'd been driving along and he could hear like a little funny little bird sound every time he stopped, and he couldn't work out what it was. And then he finally stopped in Singleton and had a look under his car, and there was this little baby flying fox hanging under his car.
Oh.
That he held on. You know, going at 100 kilometres an hour, this poor little flying fox.
I mean, it'd be well practiced at hanging on because they hang on to the nipples, so.
Exactly. So I've named him Speedy Gonzales anyway.
Oh, very cute. Okay, so they're very needy. Are you going to put them back out into the wild? How do you go about that releasing process?
Well, when they get to be about 12 weeks of age, so at the moment he's on his own, when he gets a little bit older and he starts to fly a little bit, he'll go into a mini creche. So a whole lot of carers get together.
Oh, wow.
They might have one or two bats each, and then it's like kindergarten sort of thing, and they get to meet other flying foxes.
I love this.
And then when they get used to other flying foxes and, you know, socialising a little bit, then they'll go out to a creche. So that's usually Central Coast. So they'll go in there, and then there might be 100 altogether. So they'll get used to even more, and there'll be older ones in there as well that will be teaching them, you know, you've got to have manners, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. And then gradually they'll open up that creche at night time, and the visiting ones from the nearby colonies will come and they'll be talking to them, and gradually they'll get used to coming and going, and then they'll just go away.
They'll fly off like little teenagers growing up and being taught how to behave. I'm chatting with Jo Kelly from Wildlife Aid. If you see any baby flying foxes without their mothers or maybe they're injured, you can always get in contact with Wildlife Aid. They do amazing work here in the Upper Hunter. Jo, thanks for filling me in on pupping season in the flying fox colonies.
That's okay. But one very important thing is if you do see them injured, whatever you do, don't touch them. Just give us a ring and we'll look after it.
Fair enough. Thanks, Jo.
Okay, thank you very much.